again. If you are a sole proprietor, okay, right up here, now let me show you one thing, right up at the very top, that's what I was looking for. Oh, good heavens, my eyes, I'm sorry. In box number B, the number states, looks like 4543 something six. I can't see. Can anybody else tell? No, that is not the EIN. What that is that that's a code. Every business has a code, all right? If I'm in the automobile industry, there's a specific code for me. And the reason they have you do that is because by putting down this code, they're saying, all right, this is a network marketer. If it's a network marketer, more than likely, they're going to be deducting the following items, and you just kind of go down. If you put down that you're in a different industry, and this is what caused more people to get, well, I shouldn't say more, it does cause people to get audited that don't need to be, is because they put down the wrong industry. And the IRS will call and just go, what in the world are you deducting, like I said at the beginning, a horse for? And you're going, well, anyway. Just
there you keep go. The code is 454390.
Perfect.
454390.
And you will need that whether you're filing on your Schedule C, like sole proprietors, okay, or if you're filing as a partnership or LLC. They take a $2 or $3 charge out if you're as you get your check or get paid. Is that deductible? Yes. I'll repeat it in just a second, okay?
That if we have to eat anyway, so unless we're actually talking about business at the meal, we can't deduct it.
Her accountant told her that she, even if they were or weren't talking about business at the meal, they cannot deduct it. The rule is this, it's under the travel entertainment rules of the IRC, Internal Revenue Code. It allows you to deduct up to 50% of your cost on a daily basis, okay? Now, there is something that's called the lavish rules. If I take you out to eat and we go and we spend $300 tonight, okay? That'd be a fun night. That'd be some good food too, wouldn't it? And half of that would be $150, they're just gonna go, look, That's lavish. You don't need it. It's not ordinary. It's necessary. I'm sure you could have got the meal for less than that. Then after you make sure you have the code, you put the expenses down on the appropriate lines.
Did it move? No, wait, there. Wait.
Okay, go forward.
What was the code number again?
4543396.
390.
Oh, I'm sorry, 390. Thank you. Now, on the back of Schedule C, here's where you're going to run into the automobile questions, okay? If you deduct something for the automobile and you have a no in any one of those, they'll give you a little letter in the mail saying, sorry, you can't deduct that. You owe the IRS $20 more dollars or $100 more dollars, whatever it is, okay? At the end, once you're done, go back one space for me, one turn, real quick, Michelle. This bottom line right here, okay, if you'll go back to the, if you take the total income like we did, minus the total expenses, this is your bottom line. This will go on if you are a sole proprietor. It goes directly from there to right on the front of Form 1040, okay? If you are an LLC, let's go forward, please, Matt, one more. Oh, actually, this is a big one. Self-employment tax. Everybody heard about it?
Mm-hmm.
It is something that you should be saving for as you're earning money. It's a 15.3% tax. This is basically the exact same thing as the Social Security and Medicare tax, okay? If I were working, if I were an employee for this lady right here, okay, she would withhold 6.2% for Social Security, 1.45% for Medicare, total of 7.65% she pulls out of my check. If I am her employee, she has to match that. Those two together are 15.3%. As self-employed people, we're matching ourselves, all right? That self-employment tax at the end makes sure that during the year, as you're earning money, you're either making estimated tax payments or you're saving for that.
Do I have to get a federal voter tax ID number?
No, you don't. Do I have to get a federal ID number for a Schedule C or the self-employment tax? The answer is no. You only need a federal EIN or identification number if you are an LLC or if you're a corporation. Yes, ma'am. Say that just one more time. I apologize.
Yeah,